This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, the tricky truth about feeling worthy of being slim, and a few excellent workarounds. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you want to be. Now go ahead and allow yourself to become more and more present in the present. Present with your awareness, with your experience, in the now, in the here, today. Because we can allow all of those thoughts, all of that stuff from the day to just fade away. It's so easy to do this by simply noticing the pace, the vibration that you're at now. Maybe it's reflected in the speed of your breath. And so you just take a moment to take a deep, full, and relaxing breath, assuming that you're in a situation where it's safe to do so. Breathing deeply in and then releasing. That's right. Because on every inhalation and every exhalation, you can release what's no longer needed. It could be tension and tightness that flows out of you like water draining out of a tub, going down, down, down deep into the earth. Such a delightful thing to send anything that's no longer needed to the place that loves to recycle it, the earth. You could imagine a grounding cord coming out of the base of your body, going down, down, down deep into the earth, all the way even to the center of the earth, or wherever feels best to you. Anchoring down there and setting it on release. In other words, any tension or tightness that's been within you, any fears, worries, concerns, stuff from the day, just flows right down that grounding cord. Feels so good. I love that. That is one of my personal favorite practices. Now, bringing back up through another channel in the grounding cord comes nourishing earth energy. Ooh, I like that. I also like to imagine big magnets in front of me and behind me, big honking magnets that pull off any energy that doesn't belong to me, any extraneous energy that might be in my field. Just visualize it all going to these magnets that also sink down into the earth where they recycle this energy. Earth is really, really good at that, loves doing that, in fact. It's the natural cycle of nature. And then above your head, you could imagine a beautiful golden ball filled that attracts to you, in fact, all of your personal energy and any energy that is in service of your highest good. Any positive energy in service of your highest good comes through this golden ball and rains down through the crown of your head into your body. nourishing you in ways that you might find surprising and delightful. Now, this meditation is inspired by a meditation I learned from a guy named Art Geiser of energeticnlp.com. He's got some really nice meditations, and this is one of my personal favorites. So there you go. And of course, this meditation feels so good when we end it by opening our hearts and connecting with all of the other listeners of Inside Out Weight Loss across space and time, sending them our love and support as we feel theirs coming back to us, magnified many, many times over. As the circle expands, more and more people learning to release their weight from the inside out and discover their soul's gifts, sharing them with the world, enriching the rest of their lives, because that's what this is all about. I hope you'll join me in that intention to help others as we help ourselves. Now, we've been on a roll lately, have we not? We have been on a roll talking about these three limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs that can be the foundation. Let's put it this way. These three limiting beliefs can be in the way of being slim and healthy for a lifetime. And the three empowering beliefs that can support, make possible slim and healthy for a lifetime, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's the cool part about it. In fact, it's all pretty cool, pretty awesome. So last week, I shared the last one, I'm not worthy. So the three limiting side beliefs are, I am not worthy, I'm not safe, I'm not capable of being slim and healthy. Or conversely, on the positive side, I am worthy, I am capable, I am safe. And these I want you to be experimenting with on your own to see if which side rings truer for you. And they have all different ways that they're manifested, these beliefs, and just play around with them. In fact, I might be sharing some questions to help you figure out if you have these or not. Now, on the I am not worthy belief that we were discussing last time, before we were so rudely interrupted by running out of time, goodness gracious, we didn't have much time to talk about the reverse of the I'm not worthy belief. And this is where it gets really interesting and really juicy, in my opinion, because what's the reverse of I'm not worthy? What is the empowering side of that? You're probably thinking the empowering side of I'm not worthy is I am worthy. And that's true. They in many ways are opposites. However, think about that. I am worthy. That's a little problematic, really, as a belief. I mean, maybe you can hold that one, but I see a few challenges with the I'm worthy belief, because the whole notion of worthiness is judgmental. It's problematic. It's, okay, well, I am worthy. Well, why am I worthy? What have I done? Is it because, I guess you could say it's because I exist. I'm worthy because I exist, which in fact is true, in my opinion. This is a more of a spiritual truth, a belief truth. We're in the domain of beliefs anyway. But you could say, well, I am worthy because I am. Try that one on, see what you think. The notion of worthiness to me brings with it the notion of judgment. And the minute I get into the whole judgment thing, I'm busy trying to earn my worthiness again. That's where I go. That's my default. I'm busy trying to prove myself in all sorts of clever and not so clever ways. Embarrassing and not so embarrassing. Like trying to you know, impress somebody by dropping a fact in the conversation about something particularly impressive, for example. These are not pretty things to do, not humility. And they come from a lingering belief or desire to prove worthiness. Because I am, of course, what I do, and I want to make sure that you know that I've done stuff so that you too will find me worthy and therefore likable, respectable, lovable, what have you. That's what goes on here. So what is the reverse of I'm not worthy? If we want to get the whole word worthiness out of there, where do we go? What do we have left? Maybe just I am. This is something that those, you know, really advanced yogi types have been known to say, I am. I just am. And that's it. And I think this is really interesting territory. This is where I like to hang out, contemplating the universe. Because what I've noticed is that for people who drop the limiting belief, I am not worthy, they don't necessarily take on the opposite of that, which is I am worthy. A lot of times, something bigger takes its place, something much fuller, like a sense of just a really nice sense of being, of maybe even being loved, or, gee, this stuff is hard to put into words. That's what I'm saying. It is tricky. Maybe you can help me out here. Send me an email. Let me know what you think. But that's my observation, that the opposite of I'm not worthy isn't necessarily I am worthy. It's more like I am. I am, I don't know what to put after I am. Anything becomes a little problematic, quite honestly. I am lovable. That's a nice one. I like to tell my children that on a regular basis. So much so that they roll their eyes at me and say, for goodness sakes, mommy, could you stop? Which I eventually do. Anyway, I am lovable. I am good. I am love. I am energy. I am awareness. The one who watches all of these experiences. So, it's all very interesting stuff, and I'd love to hear your observations. And maybe you've had the experience of dropping that belief about needing to prove your self-worth, about being lovable, inherently lovable. I mean, that's part of what happens when we have a good childhood, where we are loved unconditionally by our parents. If something gets in the way of that unconditional love from our parents, or our perception of that unconditional love from our parents. Because a lot of times they love us unconditionally, we just don't think they do. We become confused or mistaken because they put pressure on us to do things or be a certain way or achieve good grades or whatever it is. And we think, oh, well, my worthiness is conditional upon me achieving these things. Well, in fact, they love you no matter what. They just aren't expressing in a way that you're getting, or didn't express it in a way that you're getting. In some cases, you know, very, very sad cases, that's not true. Maybe a parent doesn't love unconditionally because they are very wounded themselves. That's super sad. However, now we're going way out there with the metaphysical stuff. What I have discovered is that as you heal yourself and these beliefs, it's almost like a healing, you create some kind of healing field. And it may be possible to help them by healing yourself, not by then going to them and saying, hey, you got to do this. Listen to this podcast. This is the way to go. No, just by doing it. It's like there's something in the energy that gets healed in you and benefits others close to you. You know, not necessarily miraculously or anything big, but just good stuff happens. You heal yourself. Sometimes it feels like reality goes whoop, and there's a little, The Matrix. You ever watch that movie? The Matrix shifts. I love that. If you haven't watched that movie, it's an oldie but a goodie. Metaphorical movie about the nature of reality and how malleable it is in many ways. Have we even taken a break yet? No. Here I am, and we haven't taken a break, so it's time to take a break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click Podcasts. We're back now. Before the break, we were talking about, the nature of reality and the nature of our essence, light stuff like that. And you just want to know how to lose some weight. Jeez, what's going on here? Come back to Earth, Renee. Earth to Renee. Time to get real and practical. Okay, so now that we have contemplated the nature of the universe and spiritual truths and experiences, I invite you to play around with this stuff and notice it for yourself as you drop that conditional self-worth, as you drop those thoughts that I am the size of my thighs, that's my worth to the world, my attractiveness is my worth to the world, my achievements, my fitness, whatever it is, my worth is based on what I do. Think about this. When you were born, you were a little bitty baby. And as a little bitty baby, you could not do anything. And yet, hopefully, your parents were delighted with every little thing that you did. Oh, she moved her arm. Oh, little grimace. Oh, she pooped. Doesn't take much to make a new parent really excited. And so, what was your worth as an infant? What is, if you think of a sweet little innocent infant, you think, well, are they worthy? Well, they haven't done anything to be worthy. All they do is they, eat and sleep and poop and pee. That's about it. Oh, yeah, they look cute. And in fact, they do a lot of weight gaining, mind you. They gain a lot of weight and get so chubby. Oh, God. Baby thighs. Is there anything cuter than chubby baby thighs? But I digress. So there's the deal. If you got that, I'm an adult, no more, my chubby thighs are no longer what they used to be in terms of the cuteness factor. Really. I mean, really. But maybe they are, just beauty is very culturally defined. What one culture finds is attractive, another may not. Look at the more voluptuous women of the classics, the classic paintings from the olden days, the ancient days, and those women were downright robust, sometimes even and often a little bit soft, the evidence of a life of leisure and indulgence and relaxation. Nothing like the hard, polished bodies in the media today that are meant to be a sign of attractiveness. In fact, rather androgynous bodies are often the ones that make the grade as images of beauty in Western culture. But I digress again. Where were we? Right. So if a baby is lovable, in spite of having done, of achieved nothing, really, I mean, let's face it, a nap, coo, blow a bubble, that this is the kind of stuff that babies achieve. And we still love the heck out of those guys. They're so cute. So chubby, we hope. Anyway, then you were a baby. So did your worthiness somehow change? Because it was the same you as an infant as it is now. And what you have been capable of achieving has evolved. And people who make mistakes, are they unworthy? You know, people who have, many people, there's a great quote from Michael Jordan, which I do not remember at the moment. Maybe I should find it. Anyway, and he says, he talks about how many times he has failed, missed the crucial winning shot, and yet he keeps learning from all those mistakes, and that's how he succeeds. So is he not worthy because he needs to fail to succeed? Is that how it works? I mean, really, this whole worthiness thing is problematic once you get into the details of it, which I want you to do because that is going to start opening up if you have that old-fashioned limiting belief, that oldie. Actually, it's not old-fashioned at all. It's very au courant, sadly enough. If you have it, then that means that you probably want to question it, to loosen it up, to lighten it up. You know what I'm saying? That's the first step that helps with releasing beliefs. There are other ways too. In fact, someone on one of the Inside Out Weight Loss coaching calls asked the other day recently, she said, well, you know, I've done all this questioning and it's not doing any good. I can't seem to think my way out of this. I still feel it. And I said, ah, well, if it's feeling you're in, then we will do the belief change from a feeling perspective. And that's exactly what we did. It was very cool. And we did it with emotional freedom technique tapping. But more on that another day. It's already time. My gosh, time flies. And that brings us to the end of the show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.